Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Let's open with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you we can gather in your precious name and have access to your word. Your word is life. Your word is alive. And so, Lord, may we receive it this morning, Lord, and may we bless you today, Lord, as we finish the Psalms of Ascent, and they're such blessing Psalms, these last two especially. And help us to be blessing you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as we finish the Psalms of Ascent, we have two Psalms today, each of three verses. So it doesn't take too long to read these two Psalms. But just setting the scene here, you know, we've had 15 Psalms of Ascent, and basically, as you remember, they were sung primarily by the Jewish people as they would make their pilgrimage to Jerusalem three times a year, three major feasts a year. They were required to attend at least one if they were within the country or whatever, as I understand. And as they go to Jerusalem, you're always going up on every area because it's higher. And they would sing these songs, and we kind of have seen how they start out at far away, and then they get closer, and then they get into the city, and now they've been in the city and in the temple, and then today, the last two here, we have them getting ready to kind of, they're there, and their celebration of getting there is kind of complete. And in fact, the last one, Psalm 134, they're really talking about praising the Lord in his house at night. So that is a great psalm really to end the day on as well, because it's kind of the end of the season, so to speak. But as we begin this morning, the Psalm 133, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And of course, as you know, we happen to have, just so happen to have, a couple of songs that fit today. We have a song on both Psalm 133 and 134. So we'll begin with 133, which is to dwell in unity, right? To dwell in unity. So let us sing along with this familiar one. Very Jewish, but it's very good. And to dwell together in unity.
Behold how good and how pleasant it is.
into that. Well, we have a psalm here, as you well know, and it's really got a couple of words, a bunch of words in it, but not too many. It has good, pleasant, brethren to dwell together in unity. But it also has the idea here of fragrance and refreshment, fragrance and refreshment. Verse 1 says, "Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the edge of his garments. It is like the dew of Hermon, descending upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore." So behold, that means listen up. This is important. This is important. What is important? Well, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And you can just imagine with these maybe 1 million or 2 million Jews coming into Jerusalem, the vast difference in those people. There would be the Ethiopians, totally black. There would be some red-haired that would be very fair-skinned. And it's just like you would look around in the room here today, although we don't really have the diversity here that you would have seen there, I don't think. But, you know, you have short people, you have tall people, you have wide people, you have narrow people, you have whatever kinds, you know, and there's no way that you'd ever get this group together except that we all have something that is pulling us together more than all the other stuff dividing us, right? We live in a world where we want to divide. We want to divide everything, right? But that's not the Lord's way, is it? The Lord's way is to draw us together, and we thank Him that we can. But it's good, and it's pleasant to be drawn together. To dwell together, not to dwell together in war, but to dwell together in unity, right? Isn't that awesome? And now he gives a couple of examples of what it's like. For number one, it's like the precious oil upon the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the edge of his garments. Now, we need to keep in mind that the anointing oil for the priest, which this is, especially the high priest, was especially compounded in accordance with scriptures, and it had a very unique fragrance. So wherever the high priest went, you could smell it. You could smell him. Now, look at your life. Do you have that oil of anointing from the Lord, from the Spirit, to where you are a sweet fragrance? A sweet fragrance? What is your fragrance? I'm asking you. I'm not asking myself because I know what mine is. I got to live with myself. I mean, you guys are pretty fortunate, but no, we want to be that fragrance, don't we? And that is like it. It's not like it just, we anoint people with oil with a little drop, maybe on the forehead. And oftentimes we even, you know, may wipe it off because you don't want to go around with oil all over. But that is not what this says. They would take a whole cruise, a whole jug of oil, and pour it, and it would run down his beard and on his garments. The thing that is amazing to me, he goes through all of this preparation of the priestly garments with the ephod and everything in white linen and all. I mean, just beautiful. And then you pour oil all over it. And then you spring a spout of blood all over it, you know? I mean, that would be the last thing I would want to do with these clean garments. I would want to keep cleaning them. But we see here it's like the precious oil, and that, I think, has the idea of anointing, obviously, but it also has the idea of the fragrance, I think. And then it's like the dew of Hermon. Now, the dew would be descending basically over the whole nation, because from that 9,000-foot elevation of Hermon, the air is cold and it comes down, and the difference in the temperature and so forth, the dew point is such that you kind of get dew over the whole nation of Israel from Hermon to a degree. And you do get the rains over the whole nation too. But it has a widespread effect here as it would refresh. That dew and that rain refreshes the whole nation. And again, back to you and to me, do our lives refresh others? Are we like the parched cactus, you know, no sap in that one, you know. But here we have the refreshment. We have the refreshment like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion. So, of course, that would include Jerusalem. So that's the beautiful picture that I see here, the fragrance and the refreshment. And so I want to spend a little time with the Lord on my life, asking myself in His presence, how fragrant is my life? How refreshing is my life? I also see a peacemaker here. Is your life one that is bringing peace, or is your life the one that is bringing strife? Is your life one like a so-called Christian that runs around with a whole box of matches in a tinder field, and you keep striking him and dropping him, and you start all these fires wherever you go? Or is it one where you're bringing peace? Does peace follow you or go with you? And, you know people like that. You just see them, and you know there's a peaceful person, or they're always got an agitation. They always have a problem. And they're always agitated about something, no matter what. If they're not agitated about something, they're agitated because they don't have anything to be agitated about or whatever. But where do I fit in that? Unfortunately, probably on the agitated side, but too much. But anyway, look at yourself in that regard as told as fragrance and refreshing. And there the Lord commanded the blessing. And now He is the only one that can command the blessing for life forevermore. But what a message that is. You as a fragrant refresher bringing the gospel message of life forevermore. How much of our society are we spending on trying to preserve life in this body? I mean, it's endless, isn't it? Just endless. Just look at what we're spending on medication alone in this country. I mean, it's unbelievable. I read or heard this week that Pfizer will have an income this year estimated from just their share of the COVID vaccine, which is maybe a third, I don't know, of $38 billion. And they got a pretty good profit margin on that. I think the profit they're going to get is about $15 billion or something like that. But this is big business, right? Get your test. Get your whatever it is, right? But that's not the Lord's way. It's not the Lord's way. Our message is not that. Our message is life forevermore, right? Isn't that the gospel message? So then we move to the last psalm here in the Psalm of Ascents. That 133, by the way, is ascribed to David. But this is by the Spirit. It doesn't really matter if it's David or who it is. But 134 doesn't have it ascribed to anyone. It just is a praise. But it's praising the Lord in His house at night. Behold, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who by night stand in the house of the Lord. So we know that 24/7 the priests would be in the temple praising the Lord. And here seems to me there's a blessing for those who by night stand in the house of the Lord. I like the fact that I was reminded of that years ago here at Costa Mesa, Pastor Chuck, in looking at this, who by night stand in the house of the Lord, started the all-night prayer ministry. And men's for years that was going on here. I don't think it's going on now, or at least if it is, it's not to that extent. But anyway, who by night stand in the house of the Lord. So the people now would go to bed or whatever, but they want to bless those who are going to be standing at night for the Lord and blessing them. Isn't that a great concept here? And then telling them, lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Here they are all night long, praising the Lord, blessing the Lord. And I guess my takeaway from this is how much time in my life am I blessing the Lord? Am I really praising Him? Am I really blessing Him? Am I really lifting my hands to Him? Or is it I go into the sanctuary to see what I can get out of it, right? You know, kind of a thing. And then it closes with this mutual blessing. The Lord who made heaven and earth bless you from Zion. I was so impressed. I heard Mike Pompeo speak a few months ago, and his testimony, basically, whether he was with Kim of North Korea or with these ISIS guys, he was always looking for a way for their people to be blessed by his visit. That is really something. When you go to the enemy's camp and you don't try to convert them, he wasn't trying to convert them, but he would start off every message with, "I am a Christian." And that was the basis of his offering to make their, from the heart, to make their life better, right? To make their life better. And not to honor a man for being a man, but here he was honoring the Lord. I felt in that very strongly. And so here is, "The Lord who made heaven and earth bless you from Zion." So again, looking at where they are, they're in Zion, they're in Jerusalem, they've arrived, and now may blessings come out again like refreshment and like far-reaching, "Who made heaven and earth." Now we got the right source, right? "The Lord who made heaven and earth bless you from Zion." So may the Lord's blessing be on you. Father, we thank you for these beautiful psalms, Lord, and we are humbled, Lord, humble that we can pray to you, humble that we can, even being from diverse backgrounds and whatever, we can be in one accord by your Spirit, Lord. And as we pray this morning, Lord, led by you, may our prayers be a sweet aroma to you and your throne, Lord. So lead us now in this time of prayer. We ask in Jesus' name. Let's pray.
Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless, bless ye the Lord. Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord. Lift up your voice in the sanctuary and bless, bless ye the Lord. Behold, bless ye the Lord, bless ye the Lord, servants of the Lord, servants of the Lord. Lift up your voice in the sanctuary,
Father, we thank you that in that psalm, the request is to bless all you servants of the Lord who by night stand in the house of the Lord. And Lord Jesus, we are reminded of the fact that you ever live to make intercession for us. And the picture of you there praying all night for us is so awesome. So we thank you. We thank you for meeting us here this morning. And Lord, may your will be done in each of our lives today, and may we be blessing you, and may we be a blessing to others. In Jesus' name, amen.